I want to reiterate what you just heard in a promo that I had on just a moment ago, that coming up this Tuesday, March 12th at 11 a.m., it will be our first Focus on Your Health event, and it'll be taking place at our WJR Startup Nation studios on Woodward Avenue in Birmingham. This could be a life-changing event for you or someone you love. It has been life-changing for my wife, Kim, having gone through this process and continues to see Dr. Solomon Kogan, the owner of the DISC Institute. And we're looking at that kind of help for you possibly as well. I want you to come Tuesday. It's free. It's going to be intimate and wonderful and an opportunity you don't usually get to spend time with a renowned doctor like Dr. Kogan and be able to ask the questions. Again, absolutely free, but you have to register. And to do that, call 586-416-DISC, 586-416-3472. Now, I know they're busy there at the DISC Institute, but tell them you really need to register so you can be there Tuesday, March 12th at 11 a.m. 586-416-DISC, 586-416-3472. I will look forward to seeing you there, saying hi, and learning together how to take care of some of the problems that we suffer from, whether it's a herniated, bulging, or degenerative disc, sciatica. I've become very familiar with that. And a peripheral neuropathy. I'll see you there. Our Focus on Your Health this Tuesday at our WJR Startup Nation studios in Birmingham, where you can be there and really a part of the program. I hope you will be. All right, lots of things going on this summer, and we're all about that at WJR. We bring you many of the various wonderful opportunities. But nobody does it better than the Festival Foundation, with events powered by the community and an extensive network of volunteers. In fact, the 2023 National Cherry Festival utilized 2,700 volunteers alone, with more than 40 more used in other events. Volunteers worked more than 12,000 hours for the Festival Foundation, and here we go in 2024. Lots of great things happening, and it's a pleasure to say hello to Kat Pei, the executive director of the Festival Foundation. Looks like a great lineup here we're looking for this new year, Kat.
Absolutely. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm excited. It's been years since I used to do the broadcast for the National Cherry Festival. July 1st, Kim and I will be there. We're going to stay at the Hotel Indigo, I'm told, in Traverse City. And yeah, we are going to do a broadcast on that Monday, July 1st. We'll be there the weekend before, experiencing all the things that our listeners are going to be able to experience that whole week. That National Cherry Festival, steeped in tradition, really resonates pure Michigan charm through and through, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We are celebrating the 98th annual National Cherry Festival this year. On just 112 days, which is crazy.
Wow.
Coming up faster than we can imagine. We got to get the pie baking. So we will have our signature cherry crumb pie, of course. Yes, I know, to greet you and everything else. We're very excited that you're coming, of course. And we're excited for the festival. 8 days of pie and fun, parades, air shows, concerts, you name it, we've got it.
Blue Angels. That's, frankly, there's so much more to do there than that. But for me, that is it. I would go wherever I have to go to watch the Blue Angels. And the fact that I can go to the National Cherry Festival. Give us, if you would, Kat, give us all the details, like it starts when, it ends when, and where can people go online to get more information specifically about the National Cherry Festival?
Absolutely. The National Cherry Festival kicks off on June 29th, ending on July 6th. So we run Saturday to Saturday. There are events every day, some of them you just mentioned, which are amazing. Information on all of our events, tickets for a few of the events, 95% of the National Cherry Festival is free to the public. So the air show, parades, the pit spitting, pie eating, kids events, all of that stuff is free. But there's a few ticketed events, some of our concerts. We've already announced the Goo Goo Dolls and country artist Dylan Scott will be at the National Cherry Festival this year. Those are all available at cherryfestival.org, and as well as a full calendar of information and events.
Boy, that's nice and easy. Cherryfestival.org. Cherryfestival.org. For everything you need to know about one of Michigan's brightest gems. Pure Michigan Lives. You know that we have our travel show. You just heard it promoted with Dave Lorenz. No matter what happens with budgets and cutbacks that happen in the great state of Michigan, we at WJR, are never abandoning our great state and realizing how important all of these events and tourism is to the great state of Michigan. After the National Cherry Festival, I don't remember ever going to the Iceman Cometh Challenge. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So the Iceman Cometh Challenge is the largest point-to-point mountain bike race in the country. It goes from Kalkaska, Michigan to Traverse City. It starts at the Kalkaska Airport. They ride through the forest on single track, double track, and come out at Timber Ridge Resort in Traverse City. That is the finish. It is the big, big celebration zone right there. And finish line, we have about 10,000 spectators. 5,000 mountain bike riders come from all over to ride in this and compete in the challenge. And we're actually already sold out for this coming November.
Wow, good for you. You have the Leapin' Leprechaun 5K, the Cherry Tea Ball Drop. There's so many things going on. Would you say, Kat, that cherryfestival.org is the place to start to find out all these things? Or are there other websites or places we have to go?
Oh, absolutely. Cherryfestival.org is for everything. But all of our websites link back to one another. We are truly a family of events. So we've got the festivalfoundation.com that you can check out to learn more about the foundation. And it has links to, of course, the festivalfoundation.org to go ahead and check out all of our events. But each of them pin back to each other because we're a family of events, just like we're a family of volunteers.
And great news and great events. We'll be looking forward to being there on location for our broadcast on Monday, July 1st. And it's the 98th annual National Cherry Festival. I haven't been back in a long time. I'm thrilled to get back, as is my Kim. And we'll look forward to meeting you, Kat Pei, Executive Director of the Festival Foundation. Thanks so much for your help.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. 12:44 at News Talk 760. It's Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.